God damn, I had one shot and I feel like I'm on 1,000. I feel like it's because I sat up here and did not sleep and I did not eat today. So two more shots and I'm over with. Oh, and after party's at a, I guess I'm hosting an after party too, y'all. So, you know, this episode is going to be a lot of bullshit, but it is what it is. Y'all here for it? You entertain it? You feel me? The drunker I get, the more fun we have. You're... Yo, you guys already know what time it is. You're tuned in with your girl, Nisa. Sorry if I offend you, the fucking podcast. You know, sit back, relax, get a drink, because you're going to fucking need it, okay? What we're looking forward to, other than this week, is the Super Bowl is this fucking weekend. Are you ready, Dylan? Are you ready for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm gonna go 9.
Who you think is going to take the W?
I think KC going to take it, but I'm hoping...
No way, no way. I think Philly got it.
Hoping to get there.
Honestly, I think Philly got it. I'm not saying I want them to. I'm not saying I'm rooting for just Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying. I just feel like that's it's going to be a good-ass showdown, but I do think Philly's defense is going to shut KC down, and we'll see. You feel me? Like, ain't nothing much to do but watch. You know, they said the whole NFL is scripted now. The NBA is supposed to be scripted now. I don't know how much I believe in that shit, but it's looking like... It's looking like that might be the case. Woj has spoke on it. So you know what that means. It might be fucking true. But I'm really excited about the halftime show. What's your favorite Rihanna song?
Shit, what the Eagles said? Brella, Brella.
I honestly didn't even really like that song. You know what my favorite song was by her? Is it Unfaithful? I don't want to be not around anymore. That's Unfaithful, right?
That's like one of her older ones.
That's her older one. That's a classic. That's a real read. Like, you feel me? Some shit.
The most recent shit.
I'm just excited to see her on stage and really perform music. I'm excited to see what she performs. I feel like she's going to perform off of her Auntie album. So I'm excited for that. And, you know, since my team's not in it, she's who I'm rocking with. I'm not, you know, I'm not rooting for anybody. I should put a bet in, honestly. To see, but every time I put a bet in, that shit go left. I feel like I'm Drake with the shits. Bad luck. I can never win my bets. But yeah. So y'all, we about to get into this episode. I'm saying before anything though, y'all want to put your money on something. I'm going for the Eagles. So if you want to bet against me, you know what to do. Hop in my DM. How long you got on your battery?
Oh, still got 27. It's good. I just know FaceTime with 8,000.
Oh, yeah. FaceTime be eating battery like no fucking tomorrow.
Exactly. Especially when your shit under 30, like your phone play with you.
That's it. Hey, under 30 is done with. Honestly, I be pushing it
under
like...
Under 30 is 10, bro. And then my phone is like, I think I dropped it weird, honestly, because my shit charged slow. And I thought it was the charger, but I be letting other people use my charger, and they should be charging fast.
Did you know that you can replace your charging port? I only know because I had to do that. On my sister's wedding day, my phone stopped working. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought like my screen was broke. I don't know. But I'm like, I know this phone is fucking old because everybody tells me that. But bitch, it got two cameras on it. So I'm going to keep it pushing.
I probably broke that. Man.
Yeah, you might have. If you go to Ubreak, I don't know if I finessed it because Susie says she went and they didn't do the same deal for her. But, you might be able to finesse it at Ubreak iFix. I basically signed up for some type of coverage thing, and it was $26, and they fixed my shit for $26. If not, it was going to be, like, I think $150, $160 to fix the charging port. And it's, like, at that, you damn near paying for the down. Like, you know when you replace your phone on insurance, it's, like, $250? You damn near paying that.
Yeah,
might as well get a new phone for that.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if you can finesse it, try to finesse it.
Because I don't even really want a new phone. It ain't really shit that's going on with the new one.
I don't care about new phones. Yeah, I don't be caring about. I didn't know that there was the last. Right. I didn't know it was the last two new phones that came out. So I'm like, damn.
I think this one, the 12, and it's up to the 14. Like, bro, I don't fucking care. I didn't even really care about getting this one.
Hey, I'm the type of person that I'm going to run my fucking phone down till that shit don't go nowhere.
Bro, I got to be destroyed, bro.
That bitch got to be done for. I remember one time. In middle school, I had a phone, like a, not a flip phone, but you know the little tiny phones that, like, they had the little, fuck, it looked like a miniature house phone. They had the screen on it and the buttons all on one side.
The Sidekick?
No, not a Sidekick. There's no slide up or nothing. It was just a little phone that looked like a mini house phone. Like, it just looked like an old school mini. I don't even know how else to describe that shit. If I could pull up a picture for y'all, I'll pull up a picture for y'all. But it looked like a fucking little mini house phone or whatever. I used to have it, and I ran that bitch down till it couldn't go no more. Bitch, the fucking half of the screen was broken, everything. The only thing that made me get a new phone, and I cried because I had to. Because first of all, that was my first phone. Motherfuckers wasn't rich at that time, and you know how my mom rock. If I fucked my shit up, that was it for me.
Yeah,
hey, bad news for me. Okay, so my dog, actually, not Kobe, but Kobe's dad, ended up eating my phone. Like, the whole half of it. And I'm like, how do these, it's something about pit bulls that give them the strength.
You didn't feed them on time or something?
No, I didn't even feed him. At that time, I wasn't taking care of the dogs. That was my mom's job. I have no idea why he ate my phone. I think he just was messing, like, was just around. I don't know. You know how sometimes dogs be crazy, but it's something about pit bulls and phone batteries that they're addicted to.
I got a damn pit. That nigga, they eat the damn wood for no damn reason in the house. He won't even do that shit for years.
Just cause, right? Like, they just do shit just to do shit. I think, honestly, I feel like pit bulls are like people with bad attitudes. They just like to argue. They like to get into shit and they like to argue. I just, but I love me a pit bull. This ain't a pit bull talking shit, because we've had pit bulls my whole life. I love me a pit bull. They just very much, sometimes they just do shit to piss you off. They got a personality. Yeah, like, you got to really rock with the personality of people.
That shit till they die. You right. A pit owner is like, this how this nigga finna move for life.
So it is literally.
You have to move your life around it.
Right, because if they're overly sweet, they're overly sensitive. So you have to make sure you tiptoe and make sure that they're comfortable. If they a little bit mean, you got to make sure you don't leave none of your shit around. Because once they feel some type of way, they're going to eat your shit up. So he probably, I didn't pet him enough that day or something. I don't know, but I was in shambles.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, how are you still alive? How is this even, like, I wasn't even, honestly, at this point, I'm like, damn, you fucking broke my phone? And he was normal. Nothing was wrong with him, nothing. And I'm like, well, now I don't got a phone, but you're okay. No stomach problems or nothing. If I eat a battery, I'm fucked. That's it for me. So I don't understand it. How was your weekend, though? You had a good weekend?
Shit, yeah, I worked. This was my first off day from the weekend. I took my little brother out to eat. This nigga got his first job.
Are you excited? That's a proud moment when people get their first job.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. He's spoiled. He the youngest, so he needs some structure type shit. He needs a little bit of discipline.
I think the craziest thing for when you first get it, like, I think what's wild is the way that when you first get a job, how you feel about when you first get your job versus when you fast forward 10, 15 years later of working, how you feel about having a job. You know what I mean? Like, you go into it. Some people have that entrepreneur spirit where they're like, fuck it, I don't want a 9-to-5, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. Or there's some people who have different hustles. Like, you're in service. I was in service for a while. I loved service. I felt like you have a lot of freedom. It's not a 9-to-5. You're making way more money than 9-to-5. And you have a freedom to make your schedule. But also, you're conflicted because the best days to be in service is the weekend. What are the best days to hang out for most people? The weekend. So sometimes you have to give up, you know, what you want to do for what you kind of have to do to get where you want to be or to have what you need to have. You got to give it up. So you make that sacrifice. But it's just crazy. When I have got my first job with, the first job I liked was in the mall. But the first job I ever had was at a McDonald's. When I tell you them motherfuckers hire anybody, they hire anybody. I went in there and had a 2-minute conversation, half in like pajama pants, and I got the job. So if you're saying you can't find a job, McDonald's is always hiring, buddy. You can go get a job. I never believe people when they say they can't get a job if they've never actually tried a fast food place. If you think you're too good for a fast food place, you just don't want a job. No one's too good for money, first of all, and you need to get it how you can. If you can't get it somewhere else and you need to get a job, then go ahead and get that job and get the job that's going to pay you money. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks of you or whatever. But anyway, fast forward, I ended up not liking that job, obviously, because I'm a teenager and I'm like, I don't want to work at fucking McDonald's. So I got a job at the mall.
McDonald's would do it to you. That's not an easy first job.
It's not an easy first job.
McDonald's will do it to you. It'll get your ass taste real quick.
Listen, somebody, and it stinks. They don't
have that extra sauce, and they snapping on you for no reason, like it's your fault.
Listen, I actually had some really good experiences working. I was only there for 2 weeks, but I had really good experiences for my... some good experiences for the 2 weeks. Everybody was nice to me. I was like the cute girl at the spot, so everybody was nice to me. People were not rude at the drive-thru. Like, I think the most annoying part for me is that I had to wear the hat and I had to go to work in an outfit. I don't, other than that, like, it wasn't a bad job. I had cool coworkers, whatever. It was just, it was McDonald's for me. Like, I don't put no shade on nobody. Like I said, money's money. I honestly look at it differently as an adult, because as a kid, you're looking at everything like, oh, what do I look like to people? Or, I'm working at this fast food place, but people are going to judge me, whatever. When you're an adult, you're kind of like, shit. It's a job. My bills are paid and I'm good. So that's all that really matters. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks, because at the end of the day, you're not paying my bills. You're not making sure I'm doing okay. You're not doing none of that. So your opinion is completely irrelevant. But
I mean, yeah, true.
When I got my first job at the mall, though, I thought I was the shit.
Passionate about it is what it is.
No, for sure. And like when I got my first job at the mall, I was so excited because I was like, oh my God, I'm about to have a cool job, discounts, clothing, whatever. That shit's not for the week. When it comes to like seasonal and having to fix clothes and being there all day long, and honestly, being at the mall 11 to or like till 11 p.m. midnight, that's fucking late. You feel me? Like,
let's
and
you'd be a teenager.
Yeah, let's like a teen.
Wow.
Listen, I was working crazy hours, but I really liked that job too. But I say this to say, I felt so accomplished and so proud of myself, as anybody who gets their first job should feel, because it is an accomplishment. I think that you should be proud of the accomplishment, because it's a stepping stone to, you know, what your future holds for you, whether it's working somewhere or maybe that's a job that tells you, hey, I don't want to work. So this, like, not I don't want to work, but I don't want to work for somebody else. So boom, I'm going to start working towards what I want or your goals in life. And I think it's an amazing feeling that, you know, what we feel like when we first get our first job versus if you get a new job as you're older, you know, sometimes you get a job and you're like, fuck, I guess I got to get another job. And sometimes you get a job and you're like, oh my God, I worked so hard to get to this place. Right. But I think more times than others, we take for granted the gift of having a job, if I'm being frank. Because there's people
financial security.
Yeah, like it's a financial security no matter what you're doing. If you're waking up and making money, you're waking up and making money. There's to be somebody who isn't in the position that you're in and wants to be, or feels like they can't be there and doesn't put in the effort to be there and they're just not doing anything. There's a million and one people that might want to trade places with you no matter where you are at in the world. So we need to be appreciative for, you know, the life that we're given essentially and in the place that we're at in our life. I did.
That's facts.
And for those of you who have been paying attention, I attempted to do a live show, but I'm not going to lie. I was on no hours of sleep, fucking drunk as shit. I'm going to put a couple of those snippets in to this episode, but it wasn't happening. And it was loud as hell where I was at. But I will let y'all know you missed out if you were not there. We did a pop-up. You missed out, man. I'm planning on doing a lot more pop-ups this year or just live shows. You know, you guys know that I've been working towards everything. But again, it's a team of me and a couple other people, because I'm not going to leave out those who do help me along the way. Big shout-out to my homegirl, Deanna. She sat there and helped me out. You guys, if you are looking to get a massage for your girl, if you're in the Orlando area, she'll probably travel to Tampa. Honestly, if the money right, I'm sure she's gonna travel where she needs to. She's a hustler, but she gives the best massages that you'll ever have, and she is a real fucking friend. She's a solid person, and I want everybody to go fuck with her and support her business, because she deserves that. Yo, shout out to Deanna. Her ad name is The Vibe Provider. So she's giving out vibes and massages all year long. 365, baby. Go spend some money with her. But anyways, I did a live pop-up. As some of you may know, some of you who missed out, got to catch us on the next one. And we had a blast. But when I got there, I started setting up, and I really sat back after I got my table set up. And, you know, we have a variety of different merch. Check us out on the website, but we got a variety of different merch. I got my whole mix board and everything set up, and, you know, my girl was helping me, and my homegirl was helping me out and shit. And it was nice. Once the setup was there, I really sat back, and I'm like, damn. When I first did the live show, I didn't have none of this. Yeah, like, people fuck with the kid. Also, I didn't have none of this. I didn't have bags with my, you know, my logo on it. I didn't have my full mix board set up. I was borrowing people's shit. Like, I may not be everywhere I want to be, but I'm working towards it. And every year I get better shit. Every couple months I get better. I try to get better. And it's important to sit back and appreciate where you're at in life and not be so hard on yourself for the place that you're not where you think you should be, but you're always where you're supposed to be. And right. I want people to remember that because
definitely important with that.
Exactly. And you know, I go through phases where I beat myself up because I'm like, whatever. But I think a lot of my issues, myself and most people that probably are like me, whatever. Sometimes I focus on what other people think about me and what I got going on too fucking much. I find myself thinking like, damn, okay, I'm going to create a new merch design, but is this shit going to rock? Like, are people going to fuck with it? When in reality, people might fuck with shit more than you think that they do. People fuck with lame shit every day. People fuck with lame. Listen, I want to be a rapper at this point. Bitches is left and right trying to be rappers, and it's just not what it's not. Mm-mm. You don't have to do that. You do not have to be a rapper. That is not your only career choice. So, listen, if you think that you can rap, think about it again. Hey, listen, I'm not going to tell you you can't because I don't knock nobody's dreams or whatever. But if you think you can rap, post that shit on Instagram or post that shit on something, maybe Facebook, because they be honest as shit on Facebook, and see what your feedback is. But sometimes people just be lying and putting on because they think that you're cool and they just want to fuck with what you got going on. Same thing for me. I feel like sometimes people just be in my face like, oh, I fuck with this, I fuck with that. But I only know when you really support it, when you rock it, and you're saying, okay, this is dope. Nobody got to tell me my shit dope. I know it hits because I think it hits, right? But I still find myself questioning shit because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not a millionaire right now. Or, oh, my God, I'm not at a million views or shares and shit like that. Or my listening, it fluctuates. Or I feel like whatever. You got to put some respect on yourself, too.
Right. And because, just like you said, from the last pop-up to this pop-up, it's just nothing but growth. You got everything that you needed, and you had the support there, too.
It's all about me saying fuck people and worry about what I got going on. This shit, I literally told myself I was going to do that shit. I think Tuesday was the day that I got into the conversation with the group about joining in and doing the pop-up and all that shit. Tuesday of the same week, I created all new merch except for two designs. So I had new sets that are exclusive. Some of the new ones are going to be put on the website for what inventory I do have left. But I told myself, you know what? I hold myself back giving a fuck what people think and what I want to drop, that I hold myself back from doing a lot of stuff. So now I got to say, fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck her. Fuck him. All that shit. And focus on, you know, what I want to do, because no one's going to take me where I need to be but me. Exactly. So anyway, with that being said, stop being so fucking hard on yourself. You're exactly where you're not where you want to be, but you're where you're supposed to be, right? And same thing for people who are, if you're somewhere you don't want to be in life, whether that be like a relationship, business, things like that, I'm not going to lie because I tell myself this too. I'm hard on myself the same fucking way. But like I always tell y'all, I really don't give a fuck how you feel. But if you are being hard on yourself because you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be, the only person's fault that is, if I'm just being honest, is yourself.
Right.
The people that you hang out with, the people you date, the, you know, the energy you give out to the world, the energy you put into your business, the energy you put into your life, you're always going to reap what you sow. So you think you got bad luck, or do you feel like you don't try hard enough? Honestly. You got to think about it, because sometimes it just takes a little more effort to make shit shake. Now, my car problems. I have learned to tell myself it's my fault that I can't drive. And I think that that's a good truth to come up with, right? I listen, it's not my car's with the S plural's fault that I fucked them up. It's not their fault that things happen. It's me and maybe other people on the road, but it's me not working out for other people on the road. But it took me 27 years. And what, I was driving since I was 17, right? 17, 18, something like that. So 10 years now, almost. Ooh, goddamn. But 10 years now for me to realize that it might be me and not other people. But you got to sit back and tell yourself, hey, I might be the fucking problem. It may not always be someone else or something else that's the problem holding me back or preventing me from moving up or whatever the fuck, succeeding. It probably is me. It's probably me doubting myself. It's probably me overthinking that shit. It's probably me lollygagging and wasting my fucking time doing things that I know I could be doing, but I'm like, fuck it, I don't want to be doing it. It could be me, you know, caught up in living life too. Like, basically, when you... So I tell myself, this is my excuse to myself. And if you're making this excuse to yourself too, I halfway believe you should still make the excuse. But I tell myself, you only live once, as corny as it sounds. But you really do only live once, and you're only on this earth for like a certain amount of time. And we don't know how long that is because it's different for everybody. But I like to travel. I like to indulge in my vices. I'm not doing coke. I'm not doing crack. I'm not doing hella hard drugs or none of that shit. I like to get on a plane and enjoy myself with a little drinky drink. But I know that sometimes I need to put what I want to do, like where I want to travel, things like that, on hold, because financially I should be saving towards stuff. But I choose sometimes to still be immature with my money. And I call it immature because I prioritize what I want to do versus what I need to do. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna go on this trip. I don't care. I'm having a bad week. I'm gonna book a flight and go somewhere. But I probably shouldn't do that. But at the same time, you know, I'm only alive for so long, so fuck it. But let's say I'm alive till I'm 105, God willing, 105. And when I was in my 20s, I could have been doing shit to set me right in my 30s. That's the battle that you consistently are going to go back and forth with in your life.
I mean, that's why you find balance, though, right?
What would that balance be?
Still being able to do what you want, but setting yourself up for success later on. Giving yourself a little nest egg if you can, whatever that look like at wherever you at in your life.
So for you, what would that look like?
So for me, I'm not in the career path. Just like you said, I'm in the service industry. So mine is wherever I'm at geographically, wherever that season is, I cash in on my season. So I kind of know when the season will start. I know when the season will end. So that gives me whatever money I could play with. I was in the Army for 4 years, so I got a disability check. That gives me more money each month too, kind of play with my bills and my savings as well. But I mean, I maximize whatever I can with my savings, depending on whatever's going on with the year, depending on what I want to do with the year. Lately, it's been like knocking out big ass financial goals. But if it was a trip, then if season starts, say September, and it'll end in December, then I'm gonna make sure my trip is already locked and already planned by the beginning of the season and already paid for at least halfway through the season.
As you being in service industry, it makes me think of people, because there's a bunch of people that are in service industry. And like I said, I was in service industry. Technically, I still am, because, you know, I'd be working those random events and shit. But every time I work an event with people who are seasonal servers or bartenders or whatever they're doing in the service industry, bottle girls, I always come across some crazy ass stories, or just crazy people, like, bitch, who the fuck raised you type people, right?
Yeah, definitely both.
What's the craziest story you ever heard from somebody that you met through season?
I mean, you literally work with functioning addicts, you work with high schoolers, you work with a single mom that's 40 years old.
And literally, there's no face on it.
Bro, so you literally hear the craziest shit from everyone. It's like, I think I hear the craziest story I ever heard, and then I hear some new shit. But, I mean, people done showed up to my job with warrants out for people to arrest. Arrested them right on the spot of my shift. People, baby moms done showed up to the job because they done went through the phone that they left at the crib to catch the nigga cheating. Like, I done witnessed some shit and heard some crazy-ass shit working in a restaurant.
I feel like I've met some country ass people, especially because we live in Florida. Like, I met some country ass people through working, but I think the most foul shit I ever heard or ever like witnessed in service was, there's these two. So I do a lot of like random bartending, like freelance type bartending, whatever. So I come across a lot of young people really in that industry, but also old people too. This lady was like middle age or whatever. Why was she fucking the husband of one of the other bartenders, and the bitches pulled up together. Like, they were friends. And they have been friends, and they travel bartend together. But they're fucking on the same dude. Why was he a barback? So all bad. Okay. It's all bad. All fucking bad. And I feel like those are the weirdest stories, is like when people are part of the same circle but be doing shit right up under you. Like, you really never know what type of person somebody is.
People lazy when they're horny, though.
Is that what it is? Is that the reason why people cheat?
Everybody with a uniform on is a freak. Everybody with a uniform on or working an 18-hour shift, they just work doubles.
Let's get
into
that. Anybody
that work together for multiple hours, they dating pool shrink up.
Stop it. Okay, so that's a thing.
Better and better every shift. Like, how many doubles with Shorty?
Hey, we on our feet for 12 hours. That bitch looks like Beyonce.
Alright, I'm on work, husband. She's still complaining about this nigga.
Stop.
I'm on my way.
Can you... Okay, so you want to get into it? Let's get into it. Service industry and fucking dating. Okay, so for me, I did... I was a hostess. I was a server. Then I bartended. Then I went to the clubs and I VIP'd. And then I bartended at the clubs. And then I stopped doing that. I got into another aspect of, like, events and shit like that. But... throughout that time, my biggest rule was never, ever, 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 ever to fuck with somebody that I worked with. That was my number one thing. And I still, I hold that to, like, my, just my regular jobs, too.
Exactly.
But in the industry, it's even worse. It's crazy how small the dating pool is within, like, honestly, just service as a whole. Definitely the club and, like, barbacks and security guards and shit like that. But to me, I experienced a lot more of it between, like, people that are in the restaurant business and fucking with each other and it just being messy and you not even knowing who's who or who's doing what. I remember there was always somebody, like, in every job that I had, because after high school and shit, I got in my bag. I was cute. I don't care what anybody says. I know I look good. So everywhere that I worked, especially if it was mainly, you know, I got the job because I was cute. Everywhere I worked, there was somebody who was harassing me. But I'm like, nah, I ain't even, I'm not interested. Like, I don't do that. I don't date people at work.
Two Creep Central.
Right. So,
Love Creep Central. Niggas,
it's so creep.
Uncomfortable while you at work, working.
Mm-hmm. I had a dude that I worked with. He was a lot older than me. He was probably like 43, honestly. Like, grown as fuck. He's Brazilian. He ended up cornering me at TGI Fridays, actually, when I worked there and I was a hostess. He ended up cornering me and just talking to me. And, like, I was like, okay, I'm good, whatever. And he was like, can I give you a hug? So me, being young ass me, I'm like, let me just give this motherfucker a hug and let it just be that, whatever. So he gave me a hug and he gave me a kiss on the cheek. I was so disgusted, like, whatever, but it's not like the nigga kissed me in the mouth or touched my boobs or did nothing. So to me, I'm like, I'm not going to make him lose his job, but I'm just going to stay my distance from him because it's getting weird. Like, it's weird. They ended up watching the, basically my manager had a crush on me. He ended up hearing that the guy was being weird towards me and decided to watch the camera footage and seen what happened. Pulled me in the office, ended up firing him on the spot. But do you think he would have did that for somebody he didn't like or wasn't interested in? No. I think he went out his way to try to make me feel comfortable, to make me uncomfortable over again, because that's just what the industry is. They think that, oh, that I'm going to fuck with you because whatever. I think that's the most manipulative shit ever for a manager to date an employee. And it happens all the time, especially in the service industry.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's weird as fuck to me. And I also don't understand why y'all be wanting to fuck people where you make money at. And Dylan, did you fuck with somebody you worked with before I started talking too much shit? Now I'm judging.
I mean, keep talking shit.
Why did you choose to fuck with somebody that you work with?
That's why I said niggas lazy. Niggas is lazy. And I wasn't.
Is that what it was?
Anybody in any uniform. Fuck it.
Stop. Did you fuck with somebody in the army?
I fucked with, of course.
What do you mean, of course? I guess you was gone for a minute.
24-hour duty. I'm doing, yeah. I fucked while I was in basic training for 9 weeks.
How does that happen?
I mean, it's pretty damn easy when everybody doing it around you. Now, basic training, of course, you can't fuck with nobody. Y'all going to separate quarters. But as you advance in the army, you get more and more freedom. So you go to your advanced individual training. That's where you learn your job. You somewhat got freedom, but you really don't have freedom. Then you go to your post, whatever post you get assigned to. I got assigned to Fort Bragg, so I went to North Carolina. And then once you get there, I mean, it basically is what it is. You got a 9-to-5, unless you get called to do some crazy ass like training mission or you deploy or something.
And what, y'all just link up and fuck? Or y'all, it be like regular?
Just like a regular, just like a motherfucker at the restaurant. I seen you at work on Tuesday. We both off on Saturday, right? Like,
what's hey, that? You got off on Saturday? You want to kick it? Ends up fucking.
Exactly. Only time shit get tricky in the military, unlike real life, is if real life you fuck with somebody that's married, they gonna point at you and call you a bad person, an adulterer, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the army, if you fuck with somebody that's married and his spouse, say a jealous husband or some shit, want to call static for you, that nigga could tell your commander and your ass can go to jail.
You go to jail for that?
Hell yeah. Well, you can. You can.
What is, like, why would you go to jail for that?
Like, old ass rule. But I'm saying you can get fined. You get kicked out the army. You can go to jail. You can, But I mean, shit, it'd be niggas out here on the lowest rank fucking their commander's wife type shit. Wow, like, shit, that definitely shit's crazy. Go down. Niggas be bored. Niggas be horny.
And they like, fuck it, you, we work together, then cool.
No, they ain't horny.
Is that, I just never understood, like, coworkers really fucking each other. And I'm up here, you feel me? I'm not saying, I didn't want to say too much, but I don't believe in fucking coworkers. I don't believe in shitting where you
neither
sleep.
Do I.
So I feel like, or where you eat at. And that's the equivalent.
It is what it is sometimes.
I guess.
Or if you really don't give a fuck about your job, let's look at it from that point of view too.
Mm-hmm.
So say you really know your job is a means to an end. It's not a career job. You ain't go to no specific training for this job. You ain't get no degree for this job. You can give a fuck if you lose the job or not. It's just how you getting bread at that point. It just kind of is what it is.
Right, but like you don't like, you know how like when you start fucking your coworker, you definitely, I mean just in general, when you start fucking somebody, sometimes they be trying to put shit on Front Street like well before it needs to be there. So yeah. If you honestly, you're risking putting yourself in that position even quicker, especially in service yeah. industry, because honestly that shit thrives off of flirting. No matter what. No matter what you're doing in service, it thrives off of flirting. So if you start fucking with shorty or something.
You're fucking with somebody, but what if y'all only smashed a couple of times and it kind of just is what it is? If other people know that.
I guess.
Okay, know that.
I guess, but it makes it. I can never take a dude who works in the service industry serious for this specific reason.
Well, I mean, come on now. It's married dudes that's not fucking with nobody that they work with. That's a damn.
There's married dudes that are. It's married,
I mean,
women
it's
now.
In the industry, though, shit. It's the damn pastor cheating on his fucking wife right now.
Not the pastor.
Pastor.
I hope not. I hope he ain't messaging nobody. You feel
God
me?
Knows.
Living like, hey, God sees all, and we see y'all asses doing that nasty shit.
Nobody but God, because God already know, nigga.
I had this weird addiction when I was in college. You might laugh at it, you may not, but I'm just being honest. So in college is the first time I really experienced the self-checkout line. And to me, I felt like, I mean, shit, damn near. You know, at that age, I'm broke as shit. Like, maybe not broke as shit, but I'm pretty broke. I'm paying for school, classes, shit like that. I'm working more than one job, busting my ass, whatever.
Or you figuring it out.
I felt like, you feel me, five-finger discount was well-deserved, especially if I'm in Walmart and they already treat their store like shit and y'all not watching me hard enough. So if you didn't catch me stealing, I shouldn't have been caught.
Say maybe you did that.
What'd you say?
Maybe you did that. So what's the statute of limitations on that, though? Maybe you did that.
Yeah, maybe. Allegedly, that shit used to happen. Allegedly, you know? But we don't really know. But I think that I remember something like that could have happened. It might have been a dream. Who knows? But it was just a thing. It was like a compulsive thing where even if it was the smallest shit, like a pack of gum, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to take this. I might pay for it. $150 worth of groceries, but I ain't paying for this pack of gum or this bag of chips. Just cause. Do you ever have that emotion that comes over you where you're like, I'ma just do it cause, not cause you need to, not cause whatever, just cause you want to?
Hell yeah.
I had that thing about me when it came to self-checkout. I was like, fuck it, this mine now. You ain't catch me, then cool.
Give me all the money.
What'd you say?
I said, that's me at the bank.
Listen, if I had I don't have the balls to do shit like that now because I don't know why something in me feels bad for stealing. I guess it's being mature.
Like, don't ever feel bad from stealing from billionaire ass Walmart.
Well, I don't even shop at Walmart like that anymore, y'all. I am no longer with Metro. I'm with AT&T now. Bitch, we at Publix, Target. But I will go to Wally sometimes. But yeah, no, I don't. I literally don't. Like, I went to the Five Below for Halloween, and I got the dogs. You know I be in my dog shit. So I got Jordan's sister something or whatever, because I was trying to make them match when we did the 70s look or whatever. So there's $5 glasses at Five Below. So I'm like, fuck it, it's for the dogs anyways. I go in there. There's no tags on the glasses, first of all. And Five Below now has self-checkout. Y'all ain't here for me if you start doing something, whatever. They got self-checkout, and they don't be looking. So I literally could have just stole the glasses.
Allegedly.
I could have stole the glasses. But I told myself, as I was going to scan it and I couldn't find a scanner thing and there was nobody around, I kept trying to look for somebody working and nobody was in the front working. Something in me was like, you better than this. Just look for someone. Boy, do I wish I would have just fucking put them glasses in my damn bag. I look back and I'm like, I should have just did it. But something in me took over and was like, be a good person. Don't steal. You don't want to risk it. Just in case, today's the day that they fucking notice a pair of glasses is gone and you ain't pay for it and they want to check your receipt. And now you're more embarrassed because now you're going to go get, they detain you, don't they? When you steal, or do you just have to pay for it?
That's from Five Below.
Oh, no, man. They don't even got security in that bitch.
I don't even think they're supposed to approach you now. Which is people crazy. Like, people have been trying to approach people that's stealing and they be getting fucked up. I think the protocol now is like,
I think it's always been that, but people care about their job too much. One thing about me, I ain't the fucking employee to do that. Hey, you stupid. But for real though, I ain't the employee to block that shit. If you want to steal where I work at, by all means, go ahead. What am I?
Oh, me.
Shit, it ain't my money at the end of the day.
Man, my shit.
And they don't pay me to be no fucking security guard.
Getting this shit.
That's different. You feel me? Like, that's our shit. But no, I'm not doing all that. It's when I worked in the mall, actually, this is like my third job at this point. When I was working at the sneaker store, there used to be people that used to steal mad shit out the sneaker store. Like, they would just, because you know how like Foot Action Finish Line used to keep a lot of their clothing, like tables and racks in the front of the store. Do you remember that?
I'm trying to remember.
Well, they used to keep, I'm going to paint the picture for y'all if y'all don't know. They don't do that shit. They haven't done that shit in years from my experience. I don't know a lot of stores that keep, unless there's clothes everywhere, like fucking Rainbow or some shit, they don't really keep a lot of merchandise right at the gate, especially if it's in the mall, because people steal and run out. So I had worked at, this was Foot Action, and I worked there. We used to keep the shit in the front or whatever, but every time it was holiday season, there was a group of people that used to steal, and we knew that they were coming in. So me and my coworker, or my manager at the time, we were cool as shit, and we seen them walk in, and she's like, yo, they look dirty as fuck. Like, they're going to try to steal. I bet it. So I stood in the front, and she was in the back, and we're just casually, you know, talking to them, whatever. They doing their own thing. These motherfuckers, out of nowhere, just start stealing shit. Like, not calmly, nothing. They just taking big old handfuls of clothes off the rack and everything. And I'm just looking at them. And I'm like, damn. Call mall security. Call mall security, hey. Because I ain't doing it. And she's like, yo, you let them run up. Yes. Yes, the fuck I did. What you want? Yeah, who am I to sit up there? Am I going to tackle them? Are y'all going to give me a fucking amazing citizen award or some shit? Because I tackled these motherfuckers. No, fuck you. Fuck this job. And I still have my job. What do you want me to say? Get some security in this bitch. What do I look like protecting your shit? Like, what? I'll be mad as I'll sue they. Well, I don't have the energy to sue they ass. But in my mind, I was like, I should sue y'all ass. No, but I didn't get fired. I was straight. I did good after that. But they wanted me to act like this shit is my money and my stuff. And that's why I'd be like, okay, when stores be overly watching you and shit like that, like, damn, bitch, if I was going to steal, this ain't your shit. Honestly, and they'll get rid of you before they get rid of me because I'm paying. So let's be easy. People be taking their job a little too fucking serious.
Fuck out of here. Yeah. You don't know, nigga. Crazy.
Crazy as fuck.
Killing their own kids, niggas shooting people in traffic. Shit.
So you might get shot over this pack of gum from Walmart.
Want them sneaks, player.
Why'd you say want them sneaks? Nah.
You don't know what they're going to do for them.
People really are demons out here for no reason, too. So, yeah, I don't play with people when it comes to work. Like, I mean, I'm not in a company where that situation happens, obviously. But I used to be. And has somebody, like, if I work another event and somebody goes across the bar and steals a bottle of liquor, do you think I'm about to hop over the bar and help them? Or not help them, but hurt them or try to stop them? Bitch, that ain't my liquor. Fuck. Technically, I'm stealing too because I be drinking. So I don't know. I ain't see shit. I'm blind. I don't know what you're talking about. That shit just went missing. Like, I never understood people taking their job too fucking serious when it's not their company.
Well, no, it's always one.
It's always one. And it's always one of the motherfuckers that want to be the manager so bad, but they're not the manager. And they sit up there and they, like,
years never getting promoted.
literally, like, oh, you guys can't, like, in the bartender, whatever, there's certain things you can't do. Like, you can't drink certain brands of water because it's sponsored, so you have to sell them. And there's also, like, you can't drink out of a clear cup because it might look like you got alcohol, whatever. These motherfuckers not checking you or looking around, but there's always that one person at the damn bar that's like, you're not supposed to be using that cup. You're not supposed to be doing this. Chasers are only for the customers. Those water bottles about, like, bro, shut up. Suck somebody else's dick, actually. And for all of yous who care about your job more than they care about you, grow up. Realize.
You're going to learn that lesson quick.
You're going to learn that shit quick when they drop your ass like it's nothing.
You fuck up the money one night, they forget your damn name. Like, who
right.
Fuck up the money?
Ain't no loyalty. Ain't no you covered 45 shifts and... nobody else wanted to work, and you always say, yeah, no. The moment you fuck up and you don't give them what they want or what they want from you, that's it for you. So always make sure if you have a job, keep that job and keep a backup. Never leave yourself lacking. Same thing with life. Well, Dylan, do you have any closing words, any advice that you'd like to give people for this show today?
No advice, shit. Shout out to Knees. I'm happy your damn pop-up went good. Shout out to the continued success of the pod, all the merch for the pod. You know, I got my damn merch, planning on getting more.
You know, we live on Support Ave, and that's going to be the new slogan. If you want to fuck with me, you got to live on Support Ave. And if you don't, fuck you. That was another episode of Sorry If I Offend You. Tune in next Monday to some more shit talking like we do every week. You heard? And shop with us.
You know what time it is. Another week, more bullshit. Sorry if I offend you. Today, we are live in the spot. I got a pop-up shop going, and if you're not here, you fucking missing out. We got Carrie over here. Yeah. Carrie's the one who put us on, the owner of Tor. If you don't know, now you know. He's been on the show before. Definitely the live shows before, right? Are you excited to be here?
I am. I appreciate everybody coming out and supporting, you know, local businesses and entrepreneurs. So We're here.
I had a shot. Listen, I haven't slept since 7 a.m. yesterday. So you already know my mind is everywhere, but we're in here with it. We got a lot more shit to come. God damn, I had one shot and I feel like I'm on 1,000. I feel like it's because I sat up here and did not sleep and I did not eat today. So two more shots and I'm over with. Oh, and after party's I guess I'm hosting an after party too, y'all. So, you know, this episode is going to be a lot of bullshit, but it is what it is. Y'all here for it? You entertain it? You feel me? The drunker I get, the more fun we have. We in this bitch, you feel me? Still acting up, still acting right and acting bad at the same time. I did want to hop on here and, you know, talk about a little something about hard work. This shit here don't come easy. It ain't free and it ain't easy. So the people that help you out, aka my camera woman behind me, feel me? has been helping me out all day. It takes a team. It's a lot to do by yourself, but you know, you keep pushing forward. All my entrepreneurs that are out there that are working by themselves and afraid to speak up and ask for help from their friends, listen, your friends gonna want, if they love you, they're gonna want to see you win and they're gonna help you out, okay? You might not have to even listen. You got the people that love you and want you to succeed around you. You always have a team, and that's the message. Thanks for tuning into my TED Talk. I swear I'm not, I ain't even saying too much, I'm saying just enough. I wish I was confident enough to have my nipples out when in any public occasion, I'm not gonna lie. That's like my ultimate dream of comfortability, is to be able to do that. Cause y'all know it's itty bitty titty committee around here, and I don't know if y'all wanna see nipples or what, but listen, my goals, just enough. You wanna sit mo on my living room floor, play Nintendo and season Neo. Say Papa not home, sex all night, mad head in the morning. Hey, smoke my weed, smoke all my weed, tattoo on to DC and B.I.G. You wanna be my main squeeze? Hey, we just having fun?